Yep. We're ready to go already.
All right. 6:02, meeting has started. Open the meeting. So we just did that. Additions, deletions, there isn't any. Citizens input. Snowy night. No one sent. No citizens are here. Animal control update.
Do you have anything?
Oh, that's me.
Do you have any animal controls?
I picked up a couple dogs, or tried to, over Parsonage Road. They got away. They ended up belonging to the kid that works out at Dalt Furphy's house. He's supposed to come in here and get them legal. I'm not going to deal with it.
Is that her? Her grandson?
Grandson,
yeah, Mike's boy?
I don't know whose boy it is. It's Dylan. Katie. So, no, it wouldn't be Mike's. Katie's his last name.
Okay.
So he's going to take care of that first year. You are. Somebody is.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no sense because he'd only register him for a couple weeks. And if I'm going to fight with him, I'd rather fight with him after the first of the year. So, that happened. Ethan Coffey called me today regarding Todd's dog.
Todd who?
Todd Dustin's dog.
The one that we took.
We signed over to the, he just wanted to follow up. He wanted to know if I had heard anything, and I haven't. And he said that he has tried, he's gone to Montgomery, asking around over there, different, people. Nobody knows who he is, nobody has seen him. So, unfortunately, that means that we'll be stuck with a bill. I assume we already got it.
No, we haven't.
We haven't?
No.
No, but that's,
Well, anyways, it will be coming.
That's truck driving, yeah.
It's $400, as far as I know.
Well, so if the dog is healthy and safe and gets a decent home, probably worth it.
Ethan said, we did the best that we could for this dog, and he was happy with the outcome.
Hopefully he'll find a good home and be happy.
Yeah, exactly. And Cal was already adopting him.
All ends well.
Yep, they were getting him fixed. They were getting his vet care. So we don't have to pay for any of that.
So that's
the animal.
That's the animal. And then there's health officer update.
Yes.
So I got an email here. Yeah. And unfortunately, there was a...
Basically,
do we want to go to...
No.
Well, so I got a quick question. Has anybody approached anybody?
No.
Okay, next. Simple.
That's my feeling, Tim.
Nobody's approached anybody.
But you just want to clarify exactly what the role is for future reference.
I think that we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a rental situation where it's entirely different, we could have turned it over to the state.
Right, but...
Because it wasn't, and I have been in contact with... do you know what they're talking about? You don't know? You're lost?
No, and we so...
I'm sorry.
Deer in the headlight, and I'm looking at Rick, and he's got the same thing, so...
Oh. I'm just reading this thing here that you're talking about.
I think we need to stay lost. Yeah. And I got reasons for that.
Right. The least said, the better.
Yes.
So, this is how it's going to be. Nobody approaches me as a health officer. I don't have to do anything.
That's correct.
So, and until I'm approached, or Melissa or Molly call me and say that I need to, they've been approached.
With a health issue?
With this as a health issue, then I will deal with it from there.
Yes, ma'am.
Public health
issue. As a public health issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. That was my first question, was if somebody, if nobody's approached anybody, good to go. Mm-hmm. On to the next. We've researched it, done our thing.
She did the fire department.
Yes, that's fine. That's none of our business.
Fire department.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to sign some orders, boys. Thank you very much.
That's,
Faye, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Thank you for everything, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I was sorry to hear about Karen. That's sad. But she moved. Karen Jones passed away.
Yeah,
moved away a while back. She was always good to me over the years. Unlike Melissa, she makes me pay her right up.
This is just payroll transfer here.
Yeah.
Say Merry Christmas anymore.
happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
I say Merry Christmas.
So do I, but when I send an email back, I don't know what it is, so I have to say happy holidays because I just
I don't. They get insulted over that and go away. Simple.
Just four of us?
Everyone else is seasonal.
Must be a big one on this one, huh? Somewhere I can't get my eye on.
I love cows.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
We had salt.
It just adds up, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All the salt, yeah.
Yeah, there's one too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Yeah, nobody wants to work in the winter.
The chair, this one here was the health insurance.
Oh, that's what it was. I knew there was must have been something there, fairly good sized chunk that happened.
You had two cargo salts?
Yes, because they took forever to get us the first bill.
From way back in November, yep. October?
Yeah, we just got that one.
Oh, okay.
Did you look at this one yet?
The one that was up there? Yes.
Yeah, okay. You don't sign it, so.
No, I don't.
We'll put that over there.
Someone brought us a bunch of them.
Edward Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, I better get out. That's a pretty good deal when you guys sign them both. Sign them before me, and that way I don't have to look too hard.
How's our reappraisal guy doing? Are you shut down for the winter?
Yes, so that should be in your packet too, yes.
Oh, well.
No,
I'd add it. He's not
going to
be able to finish by April 1st, so...
We have to file for an extension?
Yeah, I already talked to the district advisor. There is something added into the packet for you to sign a new contract or an amendment or something. To extend the time.
Oh, because he didn't get it done in a timely manner, I think we should cut his cost.
You can leave that up to him.
Well, we signed the contract.
Contract is
we
contract.
Did. He did fulfill his contract.
I'm sure there's a subsection somewhere in that.
I don't even. Yes, there is. I guarantee it.
I think he was probably ambitious in thinking he would get it done in a year anyway. I don't think that would have been possible, even if he started as soon as he finished the other.
What's the state law say we have to have done?
Well, the state law wanted you to have it done 2 years ago, but you can't get anybody to get it done that fast. So they're as long as we have a plan in place.
And we should be all set because he's hired and in the process.
Oh, yeah. We have a plan.
We had a contract all signed.
I had to fill out, basically, there's a form you have to fill out. I had to fill out a new one with new dates, and then he needs to add an amendment to his contract.
Hopefully they get it, the state, because it's like...
Everybody's in the same
situation. So, red pen, it stopped writing on mine.
It's the entire, red, probably. The entire red. State property valuation and...
Thanks.
Education.
Russ did say that the state is taking over the appraisal. This will be the last appraisal done by an
appraiser. Right. Act 73 did that.
It buys us basically another year anyway. Yes.
So, anyways, we'll go through this when we get there. When we get down to the right thing on the list, I can tell you guys more about what I've learned about the school tax and the way that it's going to be applied and so on. There's more noise there than just what we know about already.
My understanding, just by listening to the news and different things, doesn't matter how much money you throw at it. What they need to do is control the spending. That's the problem.
You think?
That's what they're saying right on the news. So
I'll elaborate. I've looked up some stuff because it's getting under my hide pretty far.
I don't think it's gonna get better, but
it ain't.
We can hope.
All right, so we're up to minutes review of the last two meetings, one on December 16th and one on December 9th. So did you have a chance to look
at it? I did. I didn't see anything in myself that stuck out to me. I ran it over. Personally, I didn't see anything that I looked like it was more. Everything was about the loan part of it was the... plan.
Yeah, I think I was good with both of them. I read this one once, but I'm just looking it over again, and I still didn't find anything. But I'm not the guy you want proofreading stuff. So I read that whole thing like in a chunk, and it's like, if there's something missing, I'll miss it. I just had that discussion with a guy at work. He'll stand behind me, and there'll be a list of stuff on my computer screen, and it goes right there, and I'm like, and he was right there, because I'm looking at the whole thing, not every line. And he looks at every line. So I'm like, okay, show me where it is. Okay, there it is. Check it.
Make a motion to approve both minutes, the 12:09 and the 12:16 minutes.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We've approved the minutes. Highway Department update. All we have under there today is other.
He did put new stuff
on
there.
Oh, Ryan did a little research.
Yeah, I looked at those. Thank you for
saying that. One. This one here is a little better one. But he said, you look at them and see which ones you... I told him, I don't know nothing about them, so...
My gut feeling is, you're going to like this one better because it's better quality video.
That's what he said.
Yeah. I would get the one I said it in the jailer meeting, and I'll say it again. Get the one that's going to give you the clearest and sharpest picture.
So which one was that?
So that's
one?
The $399.99.
So the other one.
It's
got better quality video, and it's 60 frames a second. So you can, at 60 frames a second, you can slow stuff down and still see what's going on. You know what I mean? At 30, most of these cameras are 30. This one's probably 30 because it doesn't say. Yeah. This takes it at 60, so you can do slow motion.
Yeah. And this one here is 140 degree viewing at the front, where this one's 210.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. But yeah,
it's a wider view, right?
It's a wider view.
Wider view, and that's why it's 4K, and now you can slow motion and zoom in. And with 4K, you can zoom in further and get more detail. It's $50 difference. Who cares at this point? I'll pitch it in myself. I have to.
No, it's
You know, I'd use a better camera. That's my opinion.
How many do we need?
Well, we got three trucks, so if you want them just in the truck or you want them in the grader also?
I want them in the grader.
We shouldn't need one in the loader. The loader spends most of its time.
It's not going to load enough to worry about. But the other four vehicles are out on the road all the time.
In the road with the traffic.
In the road with traffic.
Yeah.
Probably ought to have them. In theory, we should have one in that pickup too or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it don't have to be as elaborate a camera as that one, but
yeah,
still should have something.
Well, I mean, there ain't much difference in the price. So.
No, I'd get them all the same. I'd get one for the pickup as well.
I have five of them.
Yeah. In today's day and age, you know, all it takes is...
Yeah. Well, most of them are putting them in now, so...
Yeah, all towns are. You one...
I just don't want one facing me, you know. I want a little privacy one.
That saves you one...
You don't want audio, or we'll have to listen to your singing, I'm sure.
No, I don't sing much. I don't sing well.
If you... If one of these cameras saves one thing, it'll pay for all of them, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to have to shut that off because this does record front and rear. So it goes, records forward and backwards.
You can because they got two lenses.
You can put the other one,
we can put the other lens on. Either shut that one off or mount it over the wing side.
Yeah. Yes, and point it backwards.
Well, you can just put it over the wing and put it down like that.
Or you could do
220
that.
Degrees at that point with the front one, and that one's going to get
They're pretty amazing.
Everything.
How they were. They're pretty amazing.
Well, the situation last winter where with the
that's
wing.
That's a good idea. Put it on the wing and kind of point it out. And that'll show you almost the back of the truck.
Yeah.
That's right. You point it right. Anyway, you guys will get them, and you'll figure out where the best place is to put them.
Is that something you guys can put in yourself? Or you
I think we can just put them in by the looks of it.
Yeah.
They're just...
Look like a clip, isn't that what that thing on most people's windshields are, or whatever nowadays? I don't know about where that is, but I'm just saying my truck has that thing, and that's what somebody told me.
My guess is you could go to some company and spend $1,200 a piece for that same camera.
With
and
a bracket.
And have somebody put it in and, you know, make it pretty and all that. This will get us all of them for $1,200 or whatever it is. We'll be fine. I think it's a great idea, and I think it will save us in the long run.
I was taking Melissa's advice to get it done.
Okay, bugging it for 3 years. Do you want to pay for that at a regular highway or somewhere else?
Well, that's what it's in there for.
It's in there for equipment. Equipment fund.
Take it right out of all equipment.
Yeah.
All equipment.
Yeah. She must be cold. She's got her fingerless gloves on.
I freeze in here all day long.
Really?
Turn the heat up.
It's at 70. Usually.
This is 70?
Yeah.
It's about 69.
Yeah,
I tell you what, we put that propane down there. We pull the trucks in the morning, and we go home. The truck's still got ice on them. Start that wood furnace up.
Oh, yeah.
By noon, it's just wet in the garage.
Yeah.
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 Then my morning's all dried right out.
Yeah. I got there this morning, 2 o'clock, shook the coals up, threw some wood in it, and the way it went.
It's a different kind of heat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a warm heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in here, and 70 normally feels pretty warm, but it's freezing in here all day long.
Well, it's damp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the humidity's high right now. It's damp. That makes it feel worse. I was outside most of the day. It's like I got cold, and I normally don't get cold. You know, you could feel the wet right through your...
Yeah.
So ratify additions, deletions. We don't have any grant update, any stuff there?
You do have to sign a couple of things.
I got... Yeah, did I...
She's got two more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll sign those. Those are not... Don't need a motion. It's stuff we've already done.
Yeah.
So I'll take care of signing those.
I did touch base with Chad. The grant technically is done. The grant work itself for the engineering is done. We're just waiting for the state for the final approval for the Flakeville grant. Griggs Road, we did get the money back already for Griggs Road too.
So he approved everything?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Within like 2 hours.
Well, the pictures, he's waiting for his pictures. They look at the pictures. Either... You can see where the work was being done. Plus, the work is done. My job's easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Culvert, the size of the culvert was there. The price of all the material was there.
That's good. And, all right, so that all the grant stuff?
Yeah, that's all I have for right now.
Okay, other. Lamal Fibernet donation update.
There's a thing in there.
Right, but you can tell us what happened, can't you?
Basically, they said they got everything done ahead of schedule and thing, but my biggest problem is they went through in a hurry, got it done, but the quality of the installation and stuff.
It's not great.
It's going to, okay, when, what are you going to do when they do away with that copper line? All that other one's all hooked to it.
Oh, I don't know.
You're going to have to, why didn't they run a new thing so it wasn't wrapped around the old cable?
That's
quick and easy.
Quick and easy.
I didn't design. Well, up to my house, it's not. The old copper is hooked to the old pole, and that old copper ain't hooked to nothing because I tore it down.
Yeah.
Myself. Like, yeah. Hit it with a tractor, tore it down. Oops. I didn't do it on purpose. But didn't we get our money back?
We did. Speaking of which, I did want to mention, I deposited it today. I cannot put it in a reserve fund or anything because that has to be approved by voters. As long as you use it.
Oh, can I raise my hand?
You can.
It has to be approved by voters, but isn't
that was our grant? That was.
Isn't that still?
COVID money.
COVID money.
No, it's not. It's not COVID money anymore. It only has to be approved by voters if you move it into a reserve. What you can do is if you spend it by the end of the year, so hopefully if we get some of this stuff done, you can spend it. If you don't spend it, you can also leave it in the fund balance and spend it the following year.
By the end of what year?
26?
You can leave fund balance.
Okay, gotcha.
We get till June 30th.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
If you want to spend it within the year that it's in, you have till June 30th. If not, you can choose to leave it in the fund balance, which we've kind of talked about, and it rolls over. And as long as you're spending it on normal expenses, which we already know we're doing in addition,
yes,
you can spend it that way.
And because that was $50,000?
Yeah.
That's $50,000.
And we got it all back?
Yes. You cannot physically move the money into a reserve.
The only
other thing is if the select board fund ends up in the hole, you're not going to show $50,000.
Understood. Easy enough. So we have an errors and omissions to the grand list that we've got to sign. Georgia Mountain Maples, new building not reported in 21. Wayne and Sally Russin, incorrect value on a camper. Difference is minus. This is difference is plus. We got another plus, 43. Jordan and Julie Maskell, omitted in error. And then Noah Trust, minus current use error. Okay, got it.
Who caught that?
It's just different things that go on from when we do it in August to now.
The board of listers of the town of blank are hereby supplying following changes to the something year grand list. Didn't fill in the dates or anything.
So,
what do we do with this?
You have to sign it.
Oh,
you have to approve it in order for us to make those changes because it's after the initial.
Gotcha. Yes, you should
read.
And
who found that? You did?
It's a combination of things, yeah. Some of it is, like, the camper one. Russ has been going back and forth with the people for months because he valued it, and they said it was too high, and then they finally brought in the paperwork showing what they paid for it, and the current use one is not us. The state basically just sent us an adjustment.
They want us to pay more.
So is it just the camper that he corrected the value on, not the lot?
Yes. Because the camper was not valued before.
Okay. Now it is.
Now it is.
And the lot, sewer, water, and power on it? Is that all valued into it?
It used to have a trailer on it.
Okay.
A couple of years ago. It's the one across from, like, Cattell Road area.
Okay.
There's a camper with the little...
Oh, yeah.
Right by Reams.
So there was no value on the camper. He put a value this year, but it was too high. And then they finally brought in proof of what they paid. So he agreed to split the difference, I think.
Okay.
So, question, when he's doing his, I guess that's a question for him, nothing on this. My understanding that Boy Scouts put more taps up there. Is there any corrections to any of that stuff? Has he looked into any of that stuff?
I don't think there's anything he can do. And I did ask Benton that a couple years ago, our district advisor, and it's not real clear at all unless you want to attempt to contact people from the state, because as long as they're using, I think, the profit for whatever their
nonprofit organization. Yes.
But I have a hard time with them running a business, which what I'm calling is a business, when they're doing Airbnb into their cabins, having a wedding venue up there. To me, they're running a business.
But they're doing it to support
Support their 501c.
I run a business to support me.
Yeah, but you're not.
But you're not
a nonprofit. You don't donate your.
I don't have a lot of profit in the end. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know.
You see what I'm saying?
That's minimal profit.
The thing is, we got all that land up there.
You got to take that up with the feds. That's a federal thing. 501c3 and 501 whatever they are.
They were supposed to have to pay taxes on the lease.
Really?
For the my understanding and the value of what they did, they had to pay a value of the lease up there when they were leasing it.
I don't know. Are they leasing the land or just
leasing
the taps?
The taps.
So then the land becomes more valuable, is that what you're saying? I think as long as they're staying under their umbrella, their 501c, it's a scam, yeah.
I said. Everybody else is paying their taxes up there, around there. They've got the best lot on the whole lake, as far as beach frontage and stuff like that.
Yeah, agreed.
Excuse me.
And the rest of us taxpayers are the ones paying for it.
Yeah.
I can go back and look to see in my emails. So
it's one thing if you're using it for the Boy Scouts. It's another thing when they're running a business.
So they gotta show their books, right? So I want you to think about some other 501c's that just went on here a while back, and they just found out that the head of some of those 501c's spent $3.5 million on a house and did a bunch of stuff. And
yeah.
Now they're prosecuting those people. So these people, they have the same opportunity to get in trouble. But if they're, say they got somebody in there as a CEO and they're overpaying them, and it's obvious they're overpaying them way too much money, yeah, then somebody could ask about that and say, hey, you know, this really isn't nonprofit because you're making way more than somebody else in the same job level, yeah, you know, average, and you could take them to court and chase them down. But as long as they're under that
umbrella
of 501c, I think it's really hard to do anything with them. I agree with you. It's not fair.
Yeah,
okay, that's the name of their place.
501c's are kind of a scam.
Because
they're non-profit, don't mean that the people running them can't make $300,000 a year.
Exactly.
Because I'm so important.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong.
You can show that you didn't make a profit by investing back into there. But
easily. Yeah, but you've paid huge salaries or something.
Yeah.
But that's expense, so your 501c didn't make any money, right? That's the scam right there. If you take the money out directly and buy a house with it, then you get in trouble like them other ones did.
Yeah.
But so we got to sign this thing on the back or something. Mm-hmm. Everybody or just us?
On the right hand side, I think it's all of you.
It's all of us.
Over here, Russ signed that side by the looks of it.
Oh, I see.
So you don't have listers anymore.
Of select board alderman. 22 December.
It's no good. It stopped right now.
You got to sign it too, I guess.
Here, bud.
Do we have to make a motion to sign that? Probably not.
I'll make a motion to sign the errors and omissions form.
I'll second the motion to sign the errors and omissions grand list form. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have that. All right. So that's signed, sealed, delivered.
I get
there's three of them, four of them, all that stuff signed. So next thing is this guy that wants to run his dog inside of a fence or something up at the dump. Up at the old dump, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I took out of it that it sounded like that, to me, that it was a good gesture on there, but like everything else in the world in here, there's always consequences, and it sounds like that there, it shouldn't ever go that way, but there is a chance it could with a right lawyer. But that's my take on the whole thing.
My take is that no matter what happens, the town is still liable.
Right.
That's what this says.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I would recommend if the guy wants to go for his dog, he can.
Yeah.
But
it's open land.
Don't build any structure.
Just like it's open town, open land into the air for anybody, like anywhere else, it's not posted.
Get a battery power, electric collar.
Yeah. The other thing is if we let him do that up here, somebody comes down across that lives across from the school and the town's got land down there.
Oh, can I put up a fence?
Yeah, can I put up a fence? You let them do it up there.
So, you know, no, the guys, I think the guys means well and all that, but
I think
liability
always,
we can't do.
Yeah.
That's easy. Liability says no, which is the way of the world today. It'd be no different if you come up and said, can I put a fence up on your lawn and run my dog?
Yeah.
Like, bring your dog up, I don't care.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to, don't build stuff. Because if somebody else comes along and trips on the fence you built, I'm the owner.
Well, the thing is that the way it's set in there, that other people can go run their dogs up there too.
Well, now.
What happens if somebody's dog gets hurt on that fence?
Or two dogs are there at the same time getting a footy.
Or somebody's dog gets out.
Yes, and then it's his fault.
Somebody gets bit up there.
It's our fault and somebody gets bit. So it's open land, do what you want, walk on it, walk across it.
Just not going to do any.
Make sure you pay your fee to the state.
Yeah.
I don't know about this swimming thing in here. I read it all over, and I got to tell you that.
I can't make head or tail of it.
For me to understand it, I'd need a lawyer to explain it to me in layman's terms so that I could understand it. I mean, it sounds like that you can't turn edgeways in here without some kind of a bylaw in here or an agreement with them in here. And I mean, I understand that they got liabilities, but I don't know. I don't understand it, I'll be honest with you. So I can't vote on it because I don't.
Did you do one with him?
Yes, and I gave it to him.
Did you understand it at all? It's something
I don't get.
I don't understand it all because there's just, it goes right from one thing to another. The liability and the coverage, but it's all the other stuff in here that's going. So did you.
Who put this together? The lawyer?
The lawyer sent some amendments.
Amendments that you have right there are from the lawyer, from the two lawyers.
She changed everything except for one, I think.
Oh, so the amendments are in pen?
No, so the amendments are on a whole different sheet.
Right here.
What's this?
This is the agreement he put together with the amendment.
And then she also edited it. So this is the final edit.
So I don't have to read this.
Wait a minute.
I've read this.
She edited it after the lawyer looked at it?
And then our lawyer looked at it again.
Oh, so he approved her.
How much we got into this swimming program with the attorney?
$1,000.
You guys wanted to read it?
Yeah.
Well, when he initially sent it back, there was a lot of things that he said were very one-sided, and he had her change them. What was the one thing she didn't change?
She doesn't have car insurance.
Commercial vehicle insurance.
She's not.
When she does it, if she's not transporting somebody.
Not transporting kids, so it don't matter, right?
They're not. That she's not using that car as part of the business, other than getting there.
Right.
No different than bringing their kids in there.
Well, the one he wrote looks a lot better than the one I read here. I hadn't read this one yet.
And he did say after I let him know the part that she didn't want to change, he said it's obviously not as good for the town as originally drafted, but it will work.
It's what?
It will work.
This one?
The final
one. We'll have to sign both of them, is the problem.
Yeah. No. No one's going to sign the one the lawyer looked at.
That's right.
Don't they have to sign the contract too?
What's that paper there? I didn't get one of those. I didn't get one of those. Did you get one of those?
No, she just sent that.
We got that one, but what's that?
We got that a while ago.
Oh, okay.
This crap.
That's the one.
That's the stuff I couldn't understand.
Okay.
I get the lawyer cleaned this up a lot.
Yeah, but
it looks better.
I'm going to only sign the one the lawyer approved.
But the problem is it's not all inclusive. She needs to send something back that shows there's an amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
I would agree.
I'm trying to see if she sent up. She said it's still in the link. So let me.
Now this is the pending for me.
No, I got the idea. So we have to, we would have to sign the
you would
contract that she sends, and then
has this, to have this,
and it has to have this attached, or it has to say
this. So this one's the one that came from the lawyer. He changed all this, so she hasn't okayed it yet.
Well, she has. No, nope,
she's okayed it. But this is an amendment, an addendum.
Yeah.
So, but neither one of these say.
Right.
Oh, includes this addendum. So neither one of these are any good. So the only piece of paper we got that's any good is the lawyer piece.
Hold on, right. I'm checking to see if
she has to agree with it anyway before we sign it, right?
She's already agreed to it. But she has to send a new contract that includes.
Where did she send that back saying that she agreed to it?
An email.
Just back and forth in emails.
That's what I heard you say.
Probably wouldn't have a bad idea have her sign that also.
She has to sign the amendment as well. Yeah. Right here.
Oh, this for swimming.
You'd think you could find a couple college students and make $2,000-$3,000 in a week, couple weeks, teaching kids to swim.
I don't know that she could change. I don't
change
that she did.
I think
she's changed it.
Yeah, I didn't sign anything until
we're not going to sign it until she changes it.
That's fine, but can we potentially approve it with the amendments? Otherwise, it's 3 weeks before anyone's going to sign it. That's fine?
Nobody's going swimming until June.
No, but she's trying to rush us.
That's fine.
And that's what happens in rush.
I'm in no yank.
That's how areas get in. Get your
paperwork in line, and we would have been signed tonight.
Well, we did tell her several times that the meeting was tonight, and we needed to have the final
copy. Yeah, so that's it. That's that. Now, any others under other? Other?
Lakes are getting bigger.
New updated contract from the assessor.
Is that under other?
Yeah,
other.
Okay,
yeah.
Because that was yesterday. Yeah. They downgraded it to 4 to 6.
The dustbin.
I don't know. I haven't watched the night's news yet.
Oh, so this is the update.
That's the updated contract for the assessor.
That has him.
And nothing's changed. They reviewed.
Nothing changed except for the dates, right?
Except for the dates. Yep.
What?
For the appraiser, because he's...
To be honest, their last one didn't have any dates.
Yeah.
So this one has dates now.
June 1st, 2027, it says here. April 30th, 2026. Commence work. Oh, this is for another year. But it's under the same money, right?
Yes.
All right.
And is that what it says?
It's just an extension.
The cost per partial is going to be the same.
Yeah, or whatever. Whatever we agreed to.
Yeah, everything's the same. You're just giving them an extra year.
We're just giving them an extra year. And the state's giving us a break, too.
She said all we need is that and another form that had filled.
And if the state ain't giving us a break, then we're going to get them a break. Simple. Shit rolls downhill, right? I hope nobody listens to this.
I'm sure there is people.
So, what's your pleasure on this document here, guys?
I guess it looks like he's not going to get it done, so we got no choice but to sign for the extension. So, I guess I'll make a motion to sign the extension for the reappraisal.
More than happy to second it.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? So, ayes have it. We're going to give them another year to get the reappraisal done. And you know what? In my opinion, what's really sad is I think we're right at this top of this wave where this stuff is, property is high value, boy. Next 2 to 3 years, and I'll say it on the recording so you can look it up, you're going to find your house ain't worth as much as you thought it was in about 2 years, maybe three. That's what I especially
if this deal goes through where they're going to tax these Airbnbs and your camps twice of what?
It's worse than that.
So if you have a camp, they're going to double the value of that. The appraisal. Not the appraisal amount.
The full tax?
The taxes on it. I don't like what that woman got up there and said. If you can afford to have a camp or a second home, you should be able to afford your taxes. That's not it. The people worked hard to get what they got. And if they want a little bit of enjoyment with their money, they should be able to do it without... Where's fair taxation coming in?
Doesn't.
Never
been fair.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That, you know.
Okay, we got
a... Boy Scout's a good example.
Any FYIs? Any FYIs?
No, but I don't know if the warning stuff should go under the other before that, because it's not listed with the budget, so... I need to ask questions.
Should we be under other?
Yeah.
So when does the warning have to be?
We're still under other.
Dated.
I have to check our schedule with the lady doing the town report. But everything has to be pretty much done and signed. It's your last meeting in July. It may have to be.
You mean in January?
July? Okay, perfect. We got plenty of time.
Will we have everything ready for the next meeting? To have signed everything?
Hopefully, because we have 3 weeks. But it's going to depend on if we get... We're still waiting on two outside contracts.
13th and the 27th are the...
So January 13th, we...
I think it could be... We could put this to bed. I'll just be gone. Yeah. But I don't have to sign it. I have figured out that.
So 13th, if we can have everything ready, that'd be awesome.
Then you can potentially sign.
And anything that's missing, we can cover on 27th.
Oh, that probably means the dedication and stuff should probably be in under other two.
Yes, that should. So there's on the 13th. Things that we need. Yeah. Number one, we talked about the tax due date, postmarks, and time, which I believe what we landed on was we're going to decide on a close of business date time frame, right, for taxes due.
Yeah.
But you didn't really give me a straight answer about whether we were going to do postmarks or not, because we need to know that for the warning.
Whatever's easy for you.
If you're doing it by the close of business,
it's by the close of business. It either is in the mailbox by close of business, or it's in that slot by the close of business.
It has to be in your hand by the close of business of that day.
Just because I mailed it.
Otherwise,
it'll set in the box and we don't get it until next morning.
But otherwise,
it's the postmarks that is the question right now.
Yeah. That's
the postmark. If you got something that got sent in there from there, you may
come by the 15th.
you may not get your paperwork for 3-4 days.
Sometimes it's 2 weeks, and we're still getting ones that are postmarked the 15th.
Yeah, right. Because they mailed them in Timbuktu or whatever.
Well, a lot of the stuff you can mail stuff here, and it goes to Burlington, and then before
sometimes it goes out of state.
Goes to White River. Yeah. All of it goes to White River.
So this is basically just...
The local stuff.
It's just going to go on the warning, and the taxpayers are going to decide whether they want the postmarks or not.
Yes.
Is that what we want to do?
I guess
we can. Just put in, let them vote. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let them decide. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Then, so there are 3 reserve funds that we cannot find the documentation where they were voted on. Doesn't mean they weren't, but we can't find it anywhere. It's the Future Improvement Fund, which goes way back. The Good Neighbor Fund and the Outside Audit Fund.
Good Neighbor Fund should have been right around the time the...
Yes, but did you ask the voters?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm telling you. I can't find where you did.
Okay. So, it would have been right in the warning of the town meeting. So if any... In that warning, when...
So when do we...
Wind towers came in.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that... They're supposed to be done in a certain way, and we can't see that happened.
So we got to go to bring it up.
We looked everywhere.
Yeah, but it may have been done just a verbal thing at the end of the meeting, where somebody said something like that, non-binding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's grandfathered, don't you? I think them three are grandfathered. We can decide that right now.
I don't know if they're grandfathered or not.
Well, they are. They're more than 20 years old.
I will... So, the...
So are we.
I'm just saying. Less complex, the better.
So here's the other thing. So the Good Neighbor is not as much of a problem. But the Future Improvement and the Outside Audit, where we are continuing to put money in, if you put money into a reserve, you have to ask the voters to put it into the reserve.
That's correct.
So the Future Improvement, we don't do that. We're just putting interest in. So that's fine, but then we need to add that to the warning, is can we take the interest made this year and move it into the Future Improvement Fund?
Some of it. Typically, we give all the interest.
Just the interest on that
one. It's interest from a bunch of different accounts.
Right, but...
And we did that last year.
Typically, well, last year we gave...
took the interest from the other and asked the taxpayers, right, if we wanted to.
That was the money from Edward Jones.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but yeah. We asked that, right?
This is just interest from the regular bank account, from a few other bank accounts.
So we'll just put it in the warning. We want to put it in the future improvement fund.
Yeah. Okay. And then the outside audit, I think we can do because we moved to where it was on the budget sheet so that it's going to show it's going into a reserve.
Okay.
And so I think that'll be okay. I think
we're good. That's awesome.
Have you figured out who you're dedicating the town report to?
Dedicating the town report to?
Yeah.
We need to know that next week or the week after next.
Well, you need to know it and you need to know who's going to do the research and write something up.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I don't think that
would
go over
well. I don't care.
The one you asked me about, they have already received, both of Warren and
David.
David had received dedications.
Junior.
Junior and David have received dedications to the town report. Don't ask me what year right now. I had that memorized. Hold on. I can find that.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
We just know they're on the list.
They're on the list.
We should get everybody in town pick their name out of that.
Well, in reading all the minutes that we've been reading, it used to be at the end of town meeting, people would say, hey, we want to dedicate it to this person next year. Why don't we do something like that?
Well, it's a little late for that.
You can start doing that.
I know, we can start doing that, but we still got...
Was the town report dedicated to Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just wondered, because she's been doing the town report, so...
Yeah. But they dedicated it to her sometime long in the past.
Yes.
That's what I said.
I thought we had a list of ongoing.
We do. Hold on.
That haven't.
We did have somewhere in there in the back.
Dedicated to your Mark. Keeping us busy. Or the guy on camper. I can't remember his name.
What about Google and Colleen?
Or Faye?
You could do it.
Need a Bowler to work for some too.
Well, there's three, right? You just named three right there. Jubal's been with he was a select man.
Yeah.
He was, he's been a cemetery guy for the longest time. Huh? That's fine. It's all public record. You know? I mean, if he hasn't ever had it.
Looking.
And it doesn't matter. I can give it to somebody to life.
He has not had it.
Okay, we got to decide it on the 13th. So that's a nominee, I guess.
Well,
so you can give us some names in our thing there. So,
oh, more names?
No, those names in the thing, if they haven't been in that way.
In other words, what he's saying, print them off on that sheet right here. You're looking. Print it that sheet. You're looking.
That only goes back.
I got an idea, just the two names that were just mentioned.
I went back to 2003.
One there and
2003.
Yeah. Well, you could do two together. I've seen that in some other
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
If you wanted.
Yeah.
We can do that next meeting. We already got the people. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just
talk about
it. Well, you can, but one of them requires some research.
What is that?
We're not awful good researchers.
You have to write something. Somebody has to write something.
Which one needs the research? What?
The report. The town report.
You still haven't answered my question. The Bullard Award or the...
The dedication.
Somebody has to write a dedication.
Yes.
Oh, my aching off. So now I got to write a letter from the select board. Which is, I've already started to write that. It's like getting off the mouth. I'll tell you already. It's going to piss everybody off. Maybe somebody needs to...
That sounds reasonable.
Somebody could read it and tone it down.
Oh, there's David right there.
But I could research some of that too and see what do I need to know.
These are the ones that were done so far.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, was there a list of people who haven't?
We had a list at one time on there of possible people that had done stuff. I'd say you can dedicate the town report to Jubal.
When did they start the...
The Bullard Award.
Now, when did they start?
Is there any names in the Bullard Award?
When did they start that?
Open that Bullard Award box up and then we'll take a look at it.
It only goes back
to 2011. We don't have to go off that part of it, but it's what people are...
Well, it looks heavy.
Maybe if the people...
How do you open this?
You need a flat screwdriver.
So, what year did they start the board war? It wasn't 2011, way before that, wasn't it? Nothing
in there, right? Screwdriver in here.
Oh,
whoops,
I'm sorry.
This only goes back to 2011.
Get into the toolbox.
Oh, yeah. So where's all the names for it? I guess it don't matter. It's probably all dead.
You'd have to go through all the town reports and see what it
looked like. Probably all in there.
What? What do you need for the town report?
We've got all the board awards from 1991 or whatever it was. 95.
Back in a little 95. Bit. I can go over here to the plaque. Hold on.
95 when they
91,
start.
91, but then they skipped a few years.
91, they skipped a few years.
But yeah. 94.
So we don't necessarily have
completely empty.
Yeah, I figured some.
Completely empty.
Nothing in there. So we don't necessarily have to give one out. You got to dedicate down report, but you don't necessarily have to give out a bullet award.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
That's right. I'm a fan of closing the town, but I found out it ain't legal to do that. So we can't legally close the town up. But the state says no.
Well,
it's fine if you wait until the 13th, but you have to come prepared with whatever's going into the town report if you wait until the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, she's back in there.
So, we've been calling for a dedicated town report. If we can't find
it. You're going to do both of them?
Yeah, I would do them together, yeah. And then if we can't find anybody for that Bullard Award, skip a year. Or another.
Well,
so are you writing something?
She has mentioned Faye.
If she hasn't ever got it.
She was on Eden Rescue for years.
For years. She's helped out a lot with this job. We had a situation.
So
she had stepped right up and helped out, so maybe that's a good idea. All right. So that's easy enough. I'll dig up some dirt.
You should be able to go down with that one easier.
Right, that's all I got.
Yeah, it's the one from us to the town about all the stuff that happened last year.
The one, the dedication one, is that where you got to do all the research?
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep leaning off into the school stuff. I don't think it's legal for us to talk
with
about
notes
that.
And stuff.
Yeah.
The information that we need, we need to write something up
quickly. You are a sweetheart.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We already got it taken care of, so
I think we got it taken care of.
He asked for the names. I got them.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
He'll take you home with him, and you won't.
You never see him again.
Listen. Fold that up and put it in the box, and you'll be there next year. So you'll be able to look and see who it was. You would have to print it.
I knew we kept you around for some reason.
I've also got it on my computer now too.
Okay. All right. So that's that was in other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna nail that stuff down. We got our budget came out to you guys. She sent me a text, but you guys found out the actual percentages, right?
Right now, I think we're still waiting on two figures exact, but we filled them in rough numbers. As a total.
I gotta go back to my budget.
It wasn't horrible.
Highway is 3.41, select board is 2.24, for a total of 2.87. So unless those other numbers come back drastically higher than we expect.
So the total town stuff is 2.87?
Total, everybody. Yeah. 2.87. Not terrible.
No.
Highway's 3.
So if I was to get the, if I needed to get the highway down, because I had 3.31.
3.41.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's, I'm good. Leave it there. Don't be chiseling it.
Well, no, to get it, what do I got to do? How much do you got to drop the budget to get it down to even 3%?
We're already at 2.87.
No.
Rick, I'm talking about on the highway.
You probably have to drop.
I don't want her making me look bad all the time.
She ain't going to make
you. She's carrying me right now.
No. I'll tell you what. That number right there, if anybody's complaining about 2.87 overall, then they can come sit right down right here.
Ricky, my expenses don't vary greatly from the year.
Yours do.
Well, just that.
So. Like I said, anybody's got a complaint about either that 3 and change or that 2 and change and it comes out to 2.87, they can come sit right here. There's always a seat open. happy to have them figure out what they're going to do.
I think there's going to be a lot of discussion this year. The worst part is
we can't talk
the school about it. You can't talk about.
Can't talk about it.
So I think they ought to find a different place to vote on that.
I think they should
so put the talk whole about it in the building.
Right, you're not allowed to speak about it in the
where
building.
Wherever
they do that voted on. My opinion, and I got a tinfoil hat on usually, is that they do that on purpose, so you can't talk about it. I'm 100% believe they do that on purpose. Same way that they email all the parents and they email everybody that's tied to the school system. Oh, we're having a vote. And where was it? I just saw one where they did it. A bunch of people showed up to vote in the state of Vermont on a school budget. A bunch of people showed up to vote at 5 o'clock after work. And they'd close the polls at 4.
What?
And they couldn't vote.
I thought the polls had Bennington, to stay up till 7.
No, yeah. No, this was the next school budget. Oh, school okay. budget. You don't vote on school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They did something. They had to re-vote the school budget, I think in Bennington or someplace. And they had it all advertised. They're going to be open till 5, and they closed at 4. A whole bunch of people showed up. They couldn't vote. Slick, huh? And it's getting worse. Trust me. I've looked into the law that they passed.
Well,
it's terrible.
My understanding, anyway. They gave the support staff $4.60 an hour raise out there last year. Now they're giving everybody another $2 an hour raise on top of that.
Well, yeah, because of inflation. They're taking the inflation rate for 2 years running, 8, 9, 10%, and giving people raises.
I guess what the discussion we were having before, last at our budget meeting, how is this little town with nothing other than residential tax going to be able to keep affording our burden?
You're not. There's no.
Because you, like you said, what do we got? A third of the land? The rest of it's all in conservation?
30, yes. Well, no. 30, 40% is in conserve, so you got about half that you can get taxes out of.
Yeah.
And then there's a big chunk of that that's in current use.
Current use.
Yeah, current use.
And what is their tax? They pay about a third.
40%.
40% less.
I don't know. Yeah. It's reduced.
It's 40%.
So we do get some from the state.
They pay 60, and then...
Right. So there's a thing in there. I've been thinking about that. It's another ordeal in it. If they didn't work everybody and his mother into that thing into there, they were paying their share. The people that just have a home in here, living here, trying to live here, not looking to sell it in here,
yeah.
Our property taxes would be down a lot lower if everybody was paying their fair share in here. But you can't get it when you got politicians that are in there, that most of those people in there have this big chunk of land, and I guarantee that probably 75% of them are land use in there. So you're not going to get them to vote anything down in there.
Well, and
that's why they voted, like their health care, they're set for the rest of their life.
I know they keep voting this. I don't know how the hell I can be in here. We the people.
Well, so you're the minority, my friend, because you don't work for the state.
Yeah.
So if you look at the... Look at the biggest employer in the state of Vermont is the state of Vermont without education. Then if you add education to that, now it's by far the biggest employer, like by far. The state of Vermont has 4 students per employee in the education system. That is the highest in the country. Our per pupil spending is only second to New York State.
Yeah.
Our test scores slide in just under Mississippi. And that's not good. We're in the bottom third of the country for test scores and smart kids. So throwing more money at it has done what? Nothing. But make a whole bunch of people
richer.
And then you got Phil, bless his heart. Oh, well, we're going to take money out of the general fund and get the tax increase down to 11%. What?
So you're going to take money out of it.
You're going to take money out of my income tax that I pay and move it over there so I don't have to pay as much property tax. How about 25% across the board staff cuts right off the top to get us more in line with the rest of the country? How about that? Let's try that.
Well, you thought they learned that in here because the general fund taking, robbing the general fund has never worked out for them in here. It's never worked for them.
Well, they're not dropping. This year's excess money that they got from.
There's no such thing as excess money.
That's what they claim. This is excess money that they weren't anticipating on getting.
Excess revenue that wasn't in the budget.
There you go.
Just like if we budget, if we budget $100 to take care of the roads for the whole winter and summer.
Yeah.
And somehow we take in $200. Well, now we've got an extra $100. Well, what should we do with that?
Well,
let's take it and give Melissa $1 million a year raise or some stupid thing. It's like you don't have any there's no such thing in the government as extra money.
Yeah.
Ever. You should, if you're over budget, if you spent underneath your budget this year, let's say very rarely do, but once in a while, then that money should get rolled over to next year to lower.
Just like what they say by law we have to do.
Yes, but they don't. State doesn't have to do that. They can just take that money and spend it. So,
so what's the answer?
So this latest Act 73 that they passed against Act 250, it gives people no. So if you're living on a lake and it's your first home, that's one thing. If you're living on a lake, you got a camp. If you've got a second home, or if, like you said, if you don't fill out all the paperwork just right, your taxes are going to go up on a single piece of property, $5,000 to $7,000.
50% more.
Yeah.
Or, no, 100% more. 100%
more. They're going to double the taxes on second
homes. So there's ways of doing that. Okay. So, you guys get that camp. Dale lives in the camp. You live in the house.
That's
right?
Yeah, you'd have to do something because, but you got to make sure you fill out your paperwork. But the thing is, so right now, we've got a huge tax revenue already. From out-of-staters that own second homes and all that, because they're nice houses, they're worth a lot, they pay a lot of money. Well, let's just kill it. It's a golden goose. There it is. Let's kill it. Let's charge them so much they're going to start dumping their houses and getting out of this state, moving somewhere where it's more feasible. Because even rich people, they didn't get rich by being stupid.
But that's what they want. They want these homes opened up so that they, for more housing for people who...
Yeah, well...
For people to come here to work.
Prices to go down to the Mars.
Anyway. Office edition talk.
I didn't know if you guys wanted to talk about it.
The only thing I think I need to do, and I think Rick, you know, we were talking about it a little bit last meeting, but Rick had a good idea, and I don't know if you heard him. He said, what if we pour the basement? I think this is what you said. Like this, with just 8-foot walls. And then what do you want to do with the top of this? You want to pour some metal over that? Or
no, you don't have to pour some metal.
You don't have to pour some metal.
You can if you want.
Deck it and make it fire resistant over the top. And then you've got kind of a vault in the basement if you need a vault.
For extra storage.
And then that's the addition of 1 8-foot wall, you know.
You don't have to put the vault door on it. You can put a
regular door.
A regular four-hour door. Yeah. Or
then you just build your shell on top of that and you're done.
Yeah.
I thought that was a hell of an idea. Because that way we get kind of the best of both worlds. We don't have 16.
But if you want it sealed, I don't know what it would cost to pour the deck on that.
Probably not much.
And then you want to
have beer, right? You didn't want to go down cellar. That was the reason we talked about that once before. But you didn't.
No, but you can build.
It doesn't have to be It doesn't have to be concrete.
But if you're on top of this, right? On top of this. So now you got
that wall is going to be concrete there anyway.
In the basement,
right?
But now on top of this, you build your fire-rated room right on top of it.
Yeah.
And you got a nice foundation for the fire-rated room right into cement underneath. And I think that's a really good idea. And it will get the price of this down from $90,000+. It'll cut this down by a bunch. Because that 16-foot wall around there was a lot of money.
That Kingdom people got back to me. They had questions. But Kingdom, they knew you guys were talking
but
about
But I like this the best.
You're already there. You're pouring 24 foot of wall, 8 foot high, so it's not.
It's not. It's one more truck, you know, whatever it is. It's not that big a chicken. So here, I think the document that I wrote for building structure and plumbing is reasonable already. There may be some installation stuff we got to update. The electrical and that stuff stays the same. This one I got to change to make it talk to this, right?
Yeah.
So I'll work on that.
We can talk with, like, Phil or somebody like Jim Bradley, the idea is all.
This is just a regular house foundation
here. Then it becomes a regular house.
That's all that is.
Yeah. And if you want a cement deck on top of that, that's where you're running into your money.
Well,
they got to support that, unless they put decking on it and then pour right on top of that.
But that's some money, but it ain't nowhere near having 16-foot vertical walls to pour. That's a pain in the ass.
Well, the door was what...
And the door drive was
driving the cost.
So I think we can get this down, you know. This was... You had a price come in at $95,000 for the foundation. Was
99
with the 16-foot wall.
$100,000.
Yeah. Right. If we can get that down to 70.
Well, this isn't going to be much more than a regular house.
Exactly.
So that's going to be $500 a yard, maybe $400 a yard, whatever.
So I'll change.
$420 a yard.
Yeah. So between $400 and $500 a yard, that's all that's going to be in there. And that's, you're just going to figure the yardage up and then across.
So what I'll do,
that's it.
I will change the foundation dirt work document to more accurately reflect this.
Yeah. Right? The only thing he'll have is you'll have your footings. Yeah. And. Yeah, the cutting out of that extra.
It's only three walls though, and then you got the other wall going to tie into that one in here.
Right. So I'll change this document to more accurately reflect that.
Yeah.
And we'll keep going on these till we can get them out for some bids. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'll work on that. First thing I got to work on though is the select board letter and the dedication letter. See what I can come up with. I don't promise anything great. But they won't. They probably won't be as good as that bid thing, because I had that stored from years ago. Mm-hmm. Same thing, just change names.
Well, as soon as you have something like that set it already.
Maybe you can dress it up, make it pretty for me.
We can dress it up if you have
basics.
Most of the ideas and the basis down.
Awesome.
We can.
Thank you.
Jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah, and the select board letter, I'm awful afraid that I'm a little jaded for writing something like that.
Send it along and we'll delete it out.
Huh?
We'll delete it out.
Yeah, I know. I read Leslie's and she talked about a lot of the cool stuff last year, but some of that stuff needs to be reiterated, no doubt. And the stuff that we talk about.
Yeah.
Ricky just asked the question of the day. How are we in this little $2 town supposed to keep up with education people that are getting $4 an hour more and unions, and you know, how do we, with the cost of propane, the cost of dirt, the cost of salt, the cost of chloride, culverts, all that stuff just skyrocketing.
The cost
of housing, catching a dog. Yeah.
$400.
Yeah.
For 10 days.
I did some work for a guy, and he goes, "How much is that alone?" I told him. He goes, "Dirt ain't even dirt cheap anymore."
That's right. You got it right. So, you know, I don't want to be negative Nelly in that letter either, but people need to understand.
Be realistic.
Well, and also people, I think, need to understand if they don't get involved somehow writing letters. Nobody cares about us up here in the Northeast Kingdom. Nobody gives a shit.
We get the state buying land. We have so much land that's not on a tax base in this little town.
Yeah.
And
they want more. They want us to be 50% conserved. Well, who's going to pay for the rest of it?
Well, I mean, we all know that. Amy,
I got to get my driveway permit filled out too, but Amy wants to put a house out there right off the corner, you know? And we're hedging. I'm hedging on it now because it's like, if my property tax is up another 12%, and that's foreseeable future. Every year that's going to happen, it looks like, if they don't do something. How can I live there if I don't? If eventually I'm going to want to quit working and retire.
Well, the retirement is when you retire, you die. Mm-hmm. That, just so you know that.
What's the age now of retirement? 72?
100.
Right? Is that what they were saying?
It's over 70.
Well, it depends on who. How old you are. So I was born in 59. So I
72 is 72, no matter who you are.
No. If you were born, that's if you were born after 65, 1965. Is that right?
No, I don't know the year. I thought.
I know that because I was born before 1960. I was born in 59, that I can fully retire Social Security, everything at 66 years and 10 months old. Somebody born 60 to 64 is a little older. Somebody that born after that's a little older. And I think I think you're thinking of the ones that are born.
Me.
Yeah, you.
Me.
I guess I don't understand. Retirement age should have been retirement age.
No, they...
They keep moving it.
They keep moving it, but they did a thing where it wasn't...
The problem is people are living longer, so now they have to keep moving the age up.
Right, but it wasn't...
Because the problem
just to move it, it wasn't fair to people that had paid in for a certain... So many years, like you. You're born 61.
I was born 63.
63, so I think you're probably can fully retire at 67 and a half or 68. If you look it up.
The thing is...
But somebody born after 1970, you got to be 72.
The thing is, the Social Security Fund was set up for retirement.
Was
but they have robbed all these people that are on disability that never paid anything in. That's not where that money should have came from. That's a politician thing here myself. But
it was a savings plan for the American worker.
Yep.
Originally. And I still got my Social Security card. It says right on it, not to be used for identification. It says right on it. But now it is. And then it was supposed to be back then. The sad part is if I had the money that I paid into Social Security, and if I'd have put it into one of these accounts like you're putting the...
Yep.
I'd have like $2 million.
What?
All I had to do is put it into one of these Edward Jones accounts.
Yep.
No risk for all the time that I work. I just put that money into that account as I work.
Remember how I said
I'd
the
be
budget?
Well off.
Oh,
so
put it off.
And instead, I get $3,200 bucks a month or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, didn't line up with the other part.
No,
oh,
like it looked different. And I said that we're hoping to just roll from the program.
Are these the new ones?
We roll from the program itself without doing anything.
Change the format a little bit.
A little bit.
Sorry.
This is the budget.
For the budget, but for the town report.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is what we're proposing.
Well, this is all broke down nice. This should be nice and neat.
It's still got your percentages and stuff. Yeah. The only thing it doesn't have is a breakdown of the differences. She just kind of added a total after each section.
Okay.
You pull this right out of NEMRIC?
I did nothing.
She had a lesson toolkit, but yes.
Leslie.
But it came right out of NEMRIC.
Yes. So that eliminates all your room for error.
Thank you.
And everything else. And it also doubles, it's got all of your information for...
Right.
We had a lot of duplicate stuff in the town report.
We did. And now
we're trying to eliminate that.
Eliminate the
duplicate. Less confusing.
So you don't have to add stuff together to figure out what
something
costs.
You don't have to add stuff together. You don't have to wonder whether what you're reading on this page is already accounted for on another page.
So these are the numbers that we had plugged in already. So she's got everything except... Because there's... What is it? I see now we got the... Sheriff's Department, we don't know. We got
two of them that we don't have a solid number. I just plugged numbers in there.
Yeah, what I'm saying, the Sheriff's Department was in this one. Does this look like the one they're going to go with?
They haven't got their budget to us. They won't get their budget to us.
The one you get put in our report.
I did just add a number for the Lamoille County tax. That one, I think, is going to be the correct one.
Okay, because the Sheriff's Department was going to be with ours, as you said, it was what, 3.5%?
Well, we added 3.5%. We won't see that number until after the first. They don't finish their budget until after the first because all the grants lists have to be finalized before they can.
No, but he gave us this report to go by in here.
Who did?
The Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, but it's...
That's the courthouse.
That's the courthouse. That's a different thing.
That's Lamoille County tax.
Yeah,
that's
your Lamoille County tax.
That's not the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, okay.
So Sheriff's Department is going to be
$70,000
or
well, yeah, because you said he was going to try to get it down to 3%.
3.5.
3.5% is what we...
Yeah, 3.5, so it looks... He came in with 7.5 or 8 or 8.5 or something, but then everybody yelled, so he went back to 3.5 because he knew that's where he was going to be anyways. He's not dumb. Yeah, I don't have a problem with this one.
No, someone else did, but then I was
this
by
is
and
the,
I was like,
okay,
well,
I see
you
now.
I just
read
it
that
to you.
The other day. I thought it was the sheriff, but then I did read
the
court.
Like,
it oh, just has the sheriff and the court and the probate and the sheriff's department.
Like,
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah. Well, when you're looking at your town report, you've got your book, you open it up, you don't have to hold your book sideways.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what this is for.
Yeah.
But it's also...
Tim, this is what you should put on your driveway.
There you go. Right at the top of the hill, one on each side.
What's that?
Two big fingers like that.
Oh, yeah.
With the Grinch.
Yeah, my daughter's just crazy over the Grinch.
Yeah.
She has all kinds of Grinch stuff.
That's on, as you're heading to, on Milton, right to the bridge, you're on the Milton Westford.
The guy's got the three.
He's got three of them now.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's got three, but now the Grinch is also, right now, doing it too.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean,
he's got three of them, and they all
have Santa. He's got disposable income to spend $10,000 a piece on his big fingers.
I think he sent more than that.
He's not mad. That'd be kind of like you.
He is.
So, but Tim, they did put in here that is that what he was telling you? There's going to be $315,000 for this year for the post.
I think that's just for the courthouse.
He said sheriff department. That's where I got that part. But you.
What page are you on?
On page, second page.
Well,
it says court, probate, and sheriff's department.
That can't be, because that's got to be part of what we're paying in there.
Well, I'm just saying they've got from 26 to 27.
Right, but that's part of their budget.
Yeah. See, because our contract with the sheriff's department.
You find it, Tim?
See our contract book?
Turn that page. What's that?
Our contract with the sheriff's department is
$35,000. That's what we pay.
His part of the sheriff department for running the courthouse is that.
Right, totally separate.
That's the county cash.
Oh, you're looking at the sheriff's budget.
So last year we...
I don't have that.
At the Lamoille County.
I'm looking at the...
We put 20,000 in there and we're not far off. You're 19,000 something.
19, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Here it's showing this in here for the court was 19 in here. But you were... I was just going by... Looking at the figure, this is where I looked at it, and I thought that we had the budget because it said the court probate, and he's put in $315,000 for the
but
expenditures.
Our piece of that was 25-26 was 33,801. So we added 3.5% to that, brought it up to 35,000. But we won't know that 35,000 number until after the 1st of January.
If you go,
ambulance contract, same way, right?
Yes.
We kind of guessed. That it's going to be 3-4%.
Yeah.
And then Lamoille County tax, that's at $20,000. You think that's going to be lower, probably, we hope.
Well, that's what they're voting on, so I'm assuming
where's
that's
going to be. Yeah, we haven't voted on it. I got the 19, it's saying in
go it. Back on the, onto your thing
your
there.
Your town budget.
On your town budget. You go back to the contracted, the assessments and contracts. And you got the sheriff's department, $35,000. Your ambulance contract.
That one. Look at that.
67.
Oh, I'm looking. You're looking at the. Which one are you looking at? The select board.
Yeah.
Okay, I was still looking at this one here, trying to figure out the court one.
The court one is all for the courthouse. For people to run the courthouse.
That's his budget.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to figure that out.
So a total of that.
So $315,000 was his part.
Yeah, so if you look down through Eden, it says is...
It's $20,000.
$19,454. An increase of $1,516.
Oh, yeah. We got $20,000 on our budget.
We put 20 in, so she could change that number.
It is changed. I've already changed it.
Just
printed.
She had
already rolled it. It was rolled into this.
Yeah. So it'll be 19K on that line right here.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It'd be 19,454.
We were pretty close. $550.
That was just by going through, and every year they jump it up that same amount.
Yeah. Same with the ambulance contract.
Yeah. The ambulance is. Another one that
we know. Another painful thing.
Because it doesn't matter. They're going to take your money and they're going to spend it, showing that they spent the money. They don't need to spend it.
I vote for this. I like this. Yeah, it comes out of that NEMRIC directly. Then you ain't got to translate anything into a freaking spreadsheet. There's no room for fat finger in the spreadsheet.
Right. That's going to a spreadsheet and she put some headers on. But the line items are right out of the
What I'm going to say is this may be the accounting of the select board account, but these numbers are put together. by you.
Yes.
So, you know, I feel whatever you feel comfortable in, it makes it easier for you.
Right.
I'll stand behind you with that.
If you can force Nemric to output it so it looks just like that.
I know, it would be nice. Yeah. Well, next year will still look a little bit different because we're still...
Yeah, how much
changes, but that's just, I think, it's
I'm thinking
my biggest thing is I don't want the room for error.
Exactly. It wants to be exported as a CSV, plopped, formatted, and shipped.
Right.
No numbers change.
Right,
no mistakes.
No numbers change. Nobody's done any formulas in the spreadsheet.
See, I even brought my old
ones, too. I totally
agree with that.
Yeah, I brought mine, too. They didn't know where it was
going to be. Do you know if Nemric uses Crystal Reports?
I do not know. What's Crystal
Reports? It's just software that a lot of these companies use. Called Crystal Report.
Really,
if they do, then you know, for I don't know, I might be. If they use Crystal Reports, I can probably make it come out look like this. Because we did tons of work with that. Crystal Reports is pretty easy. You kind of got to get in the back and do it there, but if you want something other than their push button reports, you can go and program your own reports. Whatever you want.
I do know that, I don't know that it would look that way, but they will make special reports.
Right, so they've got some way in the back to do that, and it's usually pretty easy once you know how. But anyway, be worth looking at. In case you guys want some custom stuff.
Right.
I did last time.
Did you?
Based on the responses you guys have with computer
like new ones,
geeks.
Huh?
Well, she got me new.
I'm thinking of quitting my job and starting a computer company.
Seriously.
I mean, I could probably do better than most of them. So I think we're down to it.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Had to get that second in there quick.
Yeah.
I didn't want to.